Good afternoon.
Hi.
First of all, can I get your name and position, please?
Yep, my name's Harry Borlase, and I'm the Director of Non-Renewable Resources in the Department of Lands and Natural Resources at the Nunatsiavut Government.
The event for discussions on climate change was recently held. Can you tell our audience about it?
Sure. We had a group of about 30 people participate in a workshop on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the purpose of the workshop was to get community experiences and ideas of people who are dealing with climate change and how they are adapting to climate change. And then on the second day, we had some guests from the federal government come, and we presented to them the ideas that we had come up with, and the federal government is going to use those ideas and include them in a climate change adaptation strategy that they're working on.
Where was the event held?
The event was held in the Pulavik room in the Parks Canada building.
What kind of participants did you attract? Like, were they younger or older? Or?
We had a very good mix of participants. We had 2 to 3 participants from each of the communities, as well as 3 from Upper Lake Melville. And we had elders there, and we had youth, and we had lots of men and women and people from very different walks of life.
Okay, what was the main discussions?
I would say the main discussions all focused on people's own experiences in the way that they see that the land and the climate is changing. And a lot of the major themes that people were talking about were the climate change impacts on energy and infrastructure and on the environment and on health. So it wasn't just talking about, for example, like how the weather is changing, but also how the impacts on the animals and the sea ice, things like that.
Was there a lot of feedback?
Yeah, there was so much to talk about. We could have done a whole month of discussions. Unfortunately, we only had 2 days. But I would say that there's an opportunity to do this again in the future, we hope soon, just because we felt that people were really passionate about it and wanted to be able to talk for a longer period of time about, you know, how they're feeling and what their experiences are.
What were some of the stories that came out of it?
Well, we've heard a lot of stories about how the sea ice is changing, especially about how people are really difficult situations people have been in when they've been up north hunting and going out into areas that, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago were always very safe, especially in the springtime to travel, are no longer safe anymore because the sea ice is changing. It's becoming, you know, less thick, I guess. And we also heard a lot of stories from people about how things like, you know, the caribou and the impacts of climate change on the caribou have changed them so much, and the knowledge of the land as well, and the big impact that that's having on children and youth getting out on the land and having those experiences as the elders.
What was the most interesting story for you?
Oh, that's a really hard question. There were so many. I really liked the story that Derek Pottle talked about from an experience that he had very recently, I think maybe even last spring. He was up polar bear hunting with quite a few families from Nain. They were in an area that they were very familiar with and had been there for a long time, and they had just gotten a Nanook, and everybody was having a fire and celebrating, you know, the hunt and having a cup of tea, and kids were out with a chisel just chiseling at the ice, and they took away the snow from the ice, and they were using a chisel and chipping into it. And then all of a sudden, the water just came up out of the hole, and Derek said he couldn't believe it, because years before, when they had been there at that exact same time of year, there was over 1 meter of ice, and the kids had just in a matter of 5 minutes or so had chipped through all the way and had already gotten down to the water. So for him, that was really, you know, an experience that he realized how quickly things are changing, especially with sea ice.
Yeah, well, what will you do with this information that was gathered?
So the federal government's going to go back now and take everything that we told them and include it in this adaptation plan. But in the meantime, I think the Nunatsiavut government would like to continue talking to people about climate change, maybe trying to think of some programs we can do ourselves to be able to help people when it comes to dealing with these difficulties of climate change. And, you know, thinking of different ways that we can be part of the solution and hopefully try to make life easier on everybody and give more people a chance to do what they love best, which is getting out on the land and being, you know, out in their environment.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I'd just like to really thank all of the participants. As I mentioned, we had about 30 or 35 different community participants from all along the coast, including maybe about 8 or 9 from Nain. And one thing we realize is that so many people want to talk about this, many, many more people than just those people in the room. So we would really like to include other people in the discussion, too. So in the future, we're probably going to try to make the group larger and to get more voices contributing to this discussion.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to do this interview with you.
Nakomik.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Rachel Liulukuyuk. Sibuli pa mi uhaya king kina mga pi amalu sunami suleka mga pin. Patiga Harry Borlase, aulat si yu katao vunga. Nungupale ngitut, nunami utay. Atut tau yuit, suleka katao lunga. Nunamik, atut tau katayunut. Nunat sevo kar mga ni. Rachel apigi yuk uhaya king sunani uhalaw tikalaw mga tsipitju tigilugo. Silak asayang ulin ninganing. Harry kiyo angitluni. 30 galai inuit katimane gatta khailau tuit tinistar mitivog milo patima laugatta khauti gumalluit nunaliuyuit ilisimayuit isumalu tilit inuit pitchutigillugu nunaptau silinninganik ammalu khanuk sumiu simammangata silak aseangu linninganik aipangani ullungani tikiyu khalaugivuk federally ukavamanganik kikhatutluit sunanik isumalu tikhammangata Hanulu tigalagia mitako federally ukavamangit hanuk isumahamangata pitu tigilugo silak aseangulin ninganik sungyu siman ningin nilu tamanna suliagiauyuk Rachel apigiyuk nani katimalau kisi Harry kiuyuk katimat tisilauku pulafiu illugo singani Parks Canada kuni Rachel apiginelluni kinakut ilauloa lautun sulu inusutuit ufalu Yarvikutunit sai Harry Kiuyu Unutogalanit Haiyu Halaukuk Makuni Pingasuluni Kihatulautui Nuna Liuyuni Amalu Pingasuit Upper Lake Melville Mitamani Lautuit Amalu Inutuhait Inuusutuilu Unutuit Annait Angutilo Tamani Lautuit Katimaniagata Rachel Sunaniulua Uhalauti Halaukisi Harry Kiuyu Uhalauti Haloa Laukut Inunnik Ilisimallagittunik hanuk nunak tautsilimmangat silallu tako inuit ukhalauti khaloa lautut silak tautsilinninginnik attuini khammat sullu tungavittinik ammalu avatittinik inusittinillu ukhalauti khalauku imaloa khanuk silak tautsi khattalinninganik hanuk attuini khammangat umayunut sikunut taimagalak Rachel apiginerluni kiuyu khalauka Harry angiyuk unuttunik ukhalautikha umalaukhugut taffani takhimi tawadwa makhunik ulluni tuinnak katimalaukhugut tema pigumatlagaluagivugut yaruni khayuni immakha isumayalaukhugut inuit tamatsuminga piutsaninginnik ukhalautikha uma lauttugaluat akunigiallak khanuk isumakhammangaammik ippinia mangaammik ammalu khanuk ilisimammangata Rachel apiginiasluni, sunanik uhalau tihaloa lautun, Harry kiuyuk, unuttuni tusalau kuhut, unikkausinik hanuk, sikuk tautsilinninganik, piluattumik hanuit inuit, pihattamangata, sullu avunga pinasuagia hattajuit, sullu tappaunga gutta, aullapata, haujimajuit, allagu tallimani siinani jarnik, piuju hattalautuk, ingihagianga, piluattumit upingasami, Ingka khattamata ammalugok sikugok tautsilinninganik khanuk itsutigin mangallo immaka unuttunik unikausinik tusalaukhut inungnik khanuk takwa sullu tuttuit attutauninga silak tautsilinninganut pitsutigillugu tuttuit nunallo ammalu attutau nikhasimanninga sullu sugusinut inuusuttunut sullu aullagalammata takwa sullu takwa ilisimayuit inutukhavut. Rachel apiginerluni, nallia piunippaulau kha unikkaagiyauyung. Harry kiuyuk, tanna piigiakkutuyualuk kiuyanga. Piutsapaalaukhunga Derek Partliu, ukhausigilauttanganik, ilisimallaginmat, sullu maannakhamik. Upingasaanguniammat, nanunniagialauttuk avunga ilangillu, tamaninainimiut. Khaujimammat, tumani siman ningani akunit nanutay na si malawmat ang malu ilangit. Kaya't sa lautuit, sila mi, aula matasulo dito katamata, sila mi susingilo, ang malu sikumi kilay lutik, atutuin na lutik kilay yamik, sikumik ang maluwutan na imak. Tafay na sakin yalo ni, kila mi, teriki upi ko na laong itok, tay mapimat yari o si malito ni, suluwutan na sikok, mi terituin na ulautuk, ang malusuko sikok. 5 minuto ni kilay gilautut, sikumik, taman na ilisima lagi yang ang maluhanok, tuwavit tumik, tautsisiman ni nga taan na sikok. Recho apigin ni alo ni, taman na kausafigi lautuit hanupiyaw latong, Harry Kiyuk, Federal Liu Kava mga sulaya katingit utila pala yuit, sulugo sungyo si mayuit, panay utigil lugo, imakano na tsevo ka mga ukala katikago mayuit, inunik pitu tigil lugo, silak taut si linninganik, isumat sa siyo kasawa kalawakot, hanupi kaya mga tatako inuit ikayulugit, pitu tigil lugo tana silak taut si linninganik, ammalugo inunnot, sulo pivit sa katisinya mat hanutan na hanuk taikwa aula katatuit kaudit si kumamata pitu tigilugo avatitinik. Rachel apigini asuni ilat sige ako mamangat, Harry kiwiyuk au kasuni, na kumigo matuin na takka taikwa ilaw law tuit, 30 ufalo 35 at sigingi tuni nunaliw yuit, tamaw nga kailaw mata, amalu imaka atay nay naluni nay nimi, tamat si mga ukalaw tika ako malaw mata pitu tigilugo, ang malugo na kumigo mayok asingin ni tamani ilaw tunit, ukalaw di kalaw katta. Suligo unut tunik, katingatit si kumayo walwak, ukala lamata tamat sumaw mitsanot. Tamani na kumigo tinerlutik.